This is Ian Newsom-Plessid in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with manager Carl Taylor after Guildford City won 3-0 away to Camberley Town. An amazing 3 points, an amazing game plan, outstanding performance, but as you've just been saying to me, it's what we've been doing recently, and we just keep fighting and keep getting the points, and it was an excellent win.
Well, every win we get, we obviously have to get. Obviously disappointed with how we let it go on Saturday, but you know, that's part of the journey we're on. We've been on the journey for a long time, and who knows where it's going to end. And obviously the odds are still against us, and that's fine. The odds have been against us since November. We've repeatedly said that, but there aren't many better teams than us at the moment in this league.
Outstanding performances, as you say, and against a good side, Shearwater, but we beat Knapp Hill, and Camberley really battled today. They're down there as well, but we really turned up and we really performed, and good goals as well.
Yeah, Camberley will be fine. Camberley will get out of it. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. I know it doesn't seem like it for them at the moment, but they'll be okay. There are worse teams in the league, and there are the teams that are not going to fight as much as they do. We're just really exceptional tonight. Really exceptional.
A game on Saturday, we know that, against another team that's down there, another battle, but a game that we can certainly go in with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, we've been confident for weeks anyway. You know, we just have to keep winning, and we're going to do what we've got to do. We're missing quite a few players tonight. So I've got a really hard job for Saturday. But, you know, Eversley beat us, obviously, last year in a horrific game for some of the players that played on the pitch on the day. That's a low point for a lot of the supporters, a lot of the players that played on the day. We've got to do something about it Saturday.
And then it's 2 weeks, and then it's the final game against Epsom Newell, and we'll know a lot more by then, won't we?
Yep, we'll know where we are and what we got to do, and if we got to do anything, and we've still got a cup game, we've got to come back here for a cup game, remember? So, listen, all we can do, and which we have been doing, is be as positive as we can, keep going, get as many results as we can. Everyone else is going to do what they're going to do. The fates are going to be what they're going to be. All I'll say is I'm really proud of the way that the boys have stuck at it, because it took some doing. Mentally, it's been really difficult. Not many teams would ever have been able to do it with no money, no training, with the same group of players. So, you know, really proud of them. We're young as well. You know, it's good. A lot of teams in the league do want our players. They're going to find that it's not very easy to get them, and they're finding that out anyway. And I just hope, for the sake of the boys, that some miracle does happen for them.
Outstanding support again from the City fans.
Yeah, different class. Different class, like a home game. And it's really good. And I'm happy for you guys, because you obviously had a horrific first 20 games to watch. I'm just glad that we've been not only giving you some results, we're giving you like really high level performances now.
Thank you very much, Carl, and thanks for coming out.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks.
Thank you.